give us your assessment of doing the weekly stats as the stats master. What is Sunday night like?
I know nothing, and I stay to that.
Final week. Lou, Bears versus Vikings. Your favorite Viking memory? There's a lot of good Viking memories.
Joe Cap on the picture of Sports Illustrated.
The great Joe Cap, of course. How about Fran Tarkington, Scrambling Fran?
Scrambling Fran will always be a New York Giant.
Final score, Lou. I got Bears 40, Vikings 20.
Vikings 38, Bears 3.
All right, there it is. It's going to be a smash.
I got a question. Is Cairo Santo, is he hurt?
Well, he did hurt himself.
I mean, why don't they use the freaking guy?
Well, why are they going fourth downs this year? What changed in the National Football League?
What? Nothing changed.
Okay. Somebody started the trend, though. I don't know. It's so weird. Okay, Black Monday. Is Nagy out?
No.
Why are you? Woo! Bold prediction. I think he's gone.
No.
Now, Lou, there is
going. It makes no sense to get rid of Nagy when you still got that GM. Get rid of them both.
Wow. Well, I still that might happen, Black.
Yeah. Get rid of them all. Get rid of them
all. Lou, spring football is coming up. It's not the XFL. It's the USFL. Did you hear about this?
I thought Trump blew that up.
No. It's no legal affiliation in the 1980s league. It's owned by Fox Sports. And they have committed up to $250 million for operations, with another $200 million coming from investors and owners. And it begins in April of 2022.
Whose uniforms are they using?
I don't know, maybe.
Did they get the XFL uniforms?
And they painted them in the colors. The North League will include the Michigan Panthers, the New Jersey Generals, that's your team, the Philadelphia Stars, and the Pittsburgh Maulers. The South Division has the Birmingham Stallions, the Houston Gamblers, the New Orleans Breakers, and the Tampa Bay Bandits. They're going to play in one place the whole season.
Not even going to waste my time.
Oh, Lou, you will not become the official bar.
We are XFL.
XFL, it's coming back in 2023.
They couldn't
get it together. Lou,
By the way, hey, Rock, if you're out listening to this.
Of course he does.
Give me a call, man. I haven't heard from you in a few weeks.
All right. The Rock listens every week, of course. Lou, Sunday NFL Picks News. Now it can be exclaimed. Lou predicted the whole season before week one. What was your strategy on that?
Well, I was working with different algorithms. And I figured I would like to throw a little twist into next year's picks.
What?
So anybody that wants to pick the complete football 2022-23 schedule, as soon as it comes out, before a down is played, and let's see how you do.
Are you going to lay down a special prize for that?
Yes. Lunch with me and you. Nobody's ever taken care of that.
So the last week, we've got Rice Twins versus Lucas Kleggers Jr. for the championship. In the Dickman division, it's Miller Bob versus Andrew Lockie. The Dickman of the Dickman is Ms. Mystery versus Jeff Hardjays.
Well, wait a minute. Skippy can still put in can rebound and come in.
Skippy's not at the bottom.
Yeah, but Skippy could come in.
Skip Spence,
man. Moby. Moby Great Flames.
And, of course, Lou versus Heather G for the Tufts.
I got the Swami this week. Book it. Book it, Heather. I got a Swami. My first ever.
Now, if anybody ties, we're going into the tiebreaker on Monday, right? If they tie at the top, tie for the Dickman tie. We're going into the Monday tiebreaker, right?
Yeah.
All right. He calls it. I just wanted to make sure. Final rookie shout-outs of the week. All of them. Frank, Superior Potter, Roger Dodger, the Brad Pack, and the Rice Twins.
The Rice Twins and Frank. That was an excellent picture of Frank, by the way.
That was during the Cubs World Series.
Hey, where is Frank hail from?
He hails from Rogers Park, Lou.
Both Franks?
Yep, West Rogers Park.
No kidding.
They should come down to the bar.
Well, at least Senior should. We are an old man bar.
That is true. Okay, here's your power rankings, Lou. I actually wrote them down for you. Rank the best Lou's Sunday NFL pick highlights. Lou Institute's Monday night tiebreaker. Five rookies join the league. Rookies, the Rice Twins are number one going to the last week. Lou predicts the whole season at the beginning. The Swami is renamed the Cowboy Swami. And finally, Skip Spence wins the dunce. Number six, Lou, what's the six least?
Oh, God, I don't know. They're all great. They are. Five rookies joined the league. You know, I don't put that at the bottom.
All right, five rookies joined the league.
You know what? We had more than that one in the year.
All right.
And then I'm going to look at Luke predicts the whole season.
All right, that's number five.
And I'm sure you were wondering what was going on. How could somebody be that bad picking? But I still believe in Jacksonville, Mr. Wilson. You wait. 2023 is the year of Jacksonville.
Shout out to Mr. Wilson.
By the way, how's everything at the Legion Post in Marlboro?
All right.
Number four, I guess. Number four. Okay, let's go with Skip Spence.
Skip Spence wins the dunce. Number three.
Let's go with the Monday night tiebreaker.
All right, tiebreaker. Finally, we've got the Rice Twins and... I think, what else?
I don't know. Let's go with our number one. You know what? Let's go Cowboy in second.
All right. The Cowboy dunce, or Cowboy. Cowboy Swami.
Well, Freudian slip there.
Yeah, I guess. And the number one is the Rice Twins.
Yes.
Going in number one. That's Jill Rice and Brian Rice, as you said.
Joe and Betty?
Joe and Betty Rice. Joe and Betty Rice.
And where do the Rice Twins hail from?
They hail from Wrigleyville, I want to say. Lakeview, that sort of area.
Really?
Yes. They're originally from New Orleans, Lou.
Who dat?
If they win, they'll get those.
If they're originally from New Orleans, let's bring in some gumbo there.
Throw down to the Rice Twins.
By the way, we may not be having a chili cook-off this year.
Okay.
And we're thinking of switching it to Gumbo Fest.
Gumbo Fest! I like a mean gumbo.
Yeah.
I do.
Mean what? Mean on your bowels? Or?
Hello! Question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
What is the best activity to do once something is all over? Once something is done, Lou, what do you like to do?
Go to the refrigerator.
The refrigerator doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding weekend. Go Bears!
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Old Uniform Service. When you need a uni, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Uni's you! Frank.